Coming to you from 50 Oliver, this is Easton News, and my name is Joseph Taft.
And I'm Jack Ryan. Today is Friday, April 12th, 2024. The annual town election is scheduled for Saturday, April 20th, 2024. Polls will be open from 10 a.m. through 4 p.m. All voting precincts will vote at Oliver Ames High School, located at 100 Lothrop Street. 3,500 ballots are on their way to Easton voters who applied for a ballot for the annual town election or those who selected all election on their vote-by-mail postcard in the March election. Voters should receive their ballot in the coming week. For more information about voting in the annual town election, whether by mail or at the polls on election day, you can visit www.easton.ma.us/vote.
Easton Fire Chief Justin Alexander is pleased to announce that on April 5th, firefighter Jack Mills graduated from the Brockton Fire Department's Training Academy and will be joining the Easton Fire Department. Mills comes from the Raynham Fire Department, where he has served as a firefighter and paramedic since 2023. Since 2020, Mills has also held the position of paramedic for the Marion Fire Department. The Easton Fire Department and the rest of the Easton community extend their warm welcome to Jack Mills.
Southeastern players in the Southeastern Regional School District are pleased to announce their Southeastern Theater Academy April Break Camp in the Southeastern Performing Arts Center. This summer theater program is open to all communities and offers a professional and fun experience. This April break, send your camper to their popular theater program and learn dance, acting, and music. Campers will participate in comprehensive theater skills building classes from Monday, April 15th through Friday, April 19th. On Friday, April 19th, families and friends will be invited to the short showcase presentation. This program is open to campers from the 3rd to the 8th grade. You can sign up with the link below.
It's a one-night triple billing. Homegrown talents Jake and Jenny, along with Andrew McManus, Tim Buono, and their bands, take the stage on Saturday, April 27th in the historical Oaks Ames Memorial Hall for an unforgettable evening of music and dancing. Advance tickets are just $20 and include light appetizers. Shoveltown Brewery is going to be there serving at a cash bar. Follow the link below to order tickets or go to oaksamesmemorialhall.org.
Superintendent Leisha Cabral, Oliver Ames High School Principal Kelly Cavanaugh, and Art Department Chair Kristen Shea are pleased to announce that multiple Oliver Ames students have been recognized as part of this year's Scholastic Art and Writing Awards and in the Massachusetts Amazing Emerging Artist Recognitions Exhibit, the nation's longest-running recognition program for creative teens. Students in grades 7 through 12 can apply in 28 different categories of art and writing. All entries are considered for a gold key, silver key, honorable mention, and other recognitions. Oliver Ames Artist receives 30 placements with 4 gold keys, 7 silver keys, and 19 honorable mentions. The gold key award entries are automatically considered for national awards, including gold medal, silver medal, and scholarship awards.
The Easton Lions annual Junk Day, which coincides with the Easton Water Division's Household Waste Day, will take place on Saturday, April 20th from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Easton's Department of Public Works facility on 130 Center Street in North Easton. Unlike the town of Easton's waste collection, which is free, the Easton Lions will charge a reasonable fee to collect items that the town is unable to collect. As always, 100% of the Easton Lions' net proceeds will be passed on to a variety of community-related charities, innovative eye research, and other Lions-related causes. The Easton Lions will do pickups for a fee on April 20th and perhaps the day prior. For pickup pricing and scheduling, please call Lion Henry Narsajan at 508-269-7181. Please note that this year only, the town will be unable to collect hazardous waste. You should review the attached circular for more details of this event and the list of acceptable and not acceptable items.
Last weekend, the TCS Shoveltown 5K took place. ECAT was there to cover the race.
Hi, this is Adam Kempner from the TCS Shoveltown 5K Run. the 12th year we've been running this. It benefits Temple Chaya Shalom and the Charity Guild in Brockton Food Pantry. This year we had over 550 runners, and they're all off, and probably in about 15 minutes, 16 minutes, the fastest runners will be back. And I hope if you're watching this, you can be on the route for next year or running yourself. So I appreciate it, and we'll see you next year.
The officers and members of the American Legion Post No. 7 of Easton extend their best wishes to the graduation class of 2024. They want to offer those graduates an opportunity to participate in their scholarship program. This program is intended to recognize continuing academic excellence, civic involvement, and a level of conduct which reflects the ideals of the American Legion Post No. 7 members. Seniors must send their applications to the Legion by the end of April to award prior to June graduation. You can find the application at the link below.
The Covenant Congregational Church of Easton will be hosting their second annual Community Yard Sale and Vendors Market on Saturday, May 4th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covenant Congregational Church is located at 204 Center Street. For more information, you can call Diane Sedato at 508-559-3248 or Melissa Gallinaro at 508-241-2708. Still no time to stay up and watch your favorite shows?
Like this one, obviously?
Don't forget, ECAT has a YouTube channel, which we just hit 2,500 subscribers on. There, you can find all old episodes, but turn on notifications to be alerted when ECAT releases new content. You don't want to miss out.
Our handle is at EastonCatTV with TV in capital letters, of course.
The town of Easton is working together with Edward Kaizik to perform site inspections on all residential properties within the town of Easton. Edward is a data collector and is authorized by the Assessor's Department to inspect all properties for the purpose of collecting data. Edward will be conducting inspections in the areas currently listed on your screen. If you have any questions or concerns regarding this project, please call 508-230-0520.
Do you know an Easton resident or an organization that benefits the community? Do you or someone you know have a special talent or a skill set that you would like to show off to your community? Well, ECAT has numerous shows and segments that may be a good fit for you. ECAT has always represented the talent and diversity of the people of Easton, and we want to highlight you. You can email info@eastoncat.org to let us know what you want to see on our channels. We want to hear from you.
Mark your calendars for Earth Day. The NRT in Easton is holding a BioBlitz on the evening of Monday, April 22nd, to celebrate and acknowledge the incredible abundance of life around us. In a BioBlitz, participants may try to find and identify as many different plant, animal, and fungi species as possible, documenting as much life as they can. They'll be using the iNaturalist app to help identify and record whatever they find. This adults-only program is a great opportunity to experience the natural world in a new way, learn and share knowledge with others, and meet people who love the outdoors as much as you do. If you're interested, be sure to check out the NRT project page on iNaturalist.
South Shore Habitat for Humanity is having a community meeting to discuss the new project at 26 Pequantiquit Ave. Join them at Frothingham Hall Tuesday, April 16th, 2024 at 6 p.m. to learn more about the project and to find out how you can get involved.
Do you want to get involved in an exciting race around historic Northeastern? Well, then apply to be on Expedition Easton, a local version of the amazing race produced by ECAT. This summer, six pairs, 12 contestants, will get the chance to compete for the grand prize. All ages are welcome, but each pair must have one member over 18 years old. Think you've got what it takes to complete the expedition? Email info@eastoncat.org or call us at 508-230-7200 because casting has begun. Dates are set for June 22nd, 23rd, 29th, and 30th.
The Temple Chaya Shalom presents the Spring Festival at Flynn Farm. On Sunday, April 14th, they will have music and refreshments, arts and crafts, and even a petting farm that you will see some barnyard animals and even feed some. This event is rain or shine, goes from 9:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. Flynn Farm is located at 492 Bay Road in Easton. This event is free entry, but registration is required. You can RSVP by calling 781-771-0494, or you can email the email below.
As of March 1st, 2024, the Medicare Savings Program, also called the MassHealth Buy-In Program, will eliminate the asset test. If you are a Massachusetts resident with limited income who's eligible for Medicare, you may qualify. You can call MassHealth's customer service at 800-841-2900 and request an application or download the application at the link below. You can also reach out to Frothingham Hall, 508-230-0690, for any assistance with obtaining and or completing the application. After the break, you'll find out who is this week's Pet of the Week.
And some exciting events happening at the Ames Free Library, so let's take a look.
Throughout the rest of April, we'd like to highlight a variety of things that you can do at Queset House. You can get crafty, get techie, get smart, and get in touch with nature.
Queset House manager Dana leads a monthly Design with Dana craft program. April's project is a felting craft with a bonus 3D paper daffodil project in conjunction with our anniversary celebration. We also have a monthly meeting of the library's beading group. Drop in with a project you're working on or stop by for some tips on how to get started. Sewing machines are available in the makerspace, and lessons on how to get started with the machines are offered by appointment on Monday afternoons.
You may know Queset House for its technology capabilities. Patrons are always welcome to drop in and explore the Digital Media Lab, now featuring the brand new computers donated by the Friends of the Library. But if you're not sure where to get started, come to the Technology Petting Zoo on Saturday, April 13th to see what's available and get a preview of how to use it. You'll find graphics and photo editing software, content creators, video cameras, conversion tools, and more. The podcasting room is another highlight of Queset House and is available for appointment at any time the house is open. If you're looking for a little guidance, schedule a one-on-one appointment to learn how to craft your podcast, to use the equipment, and to get all of your questions answered.
The Learning Commons at Queset House is a space where we can share our community's strengths and interests with everyone. Attend a lecture, workshop, or author event here. We have so many to choose from this month. In this month of celebrating all things Queset House, you can attend the lecture From Mansion to Learning Commons on Saturday, April 6th, presented by former library directors Uma Haramuth and Madeline Holt. We'll also have a talk about Winthrop Ames, Queset House's most famous resident, and his role in local and national theater, presented by Ed Hands, on Tuesday, April 16th. And on Thursday, April 25th, author Joanna Schaffhausen will discuss her writing and publishing process for her best-selling mysteries. These programs are all free and open to the public. No registration is required. Continue to check the library's calendar as there are new featured events monthly.
Continue to reflect on Queset House and its history in this space by spending a little time enjoying the adjacent garden. You can just sit to admire the daffodils, bring a picnic and a good book, or participate in Tai Chi in the Garden on Saturday, April 27th. We'll have a talk at Queset House about the history and the future of Queset Garden with Master Gardener Chris Atkinson. And on Tuesday, April 30th, join Therapy Gardens for What to Grow, Fresh and Unique Garden Ideas. Learn about common and uncommon things to plant in your garden, the best time to plant them, and how to plot a successful garden.
There is always something to see or discover at Queset House. Drop in anytime in April to participate in a self-directed scavenger hunt, take a fun read photo in our beautiful library room, or you can even purchase a commemorative Queset House ornament. If you're just browsing for something good to read, explore the Friends of the Library book sale room and come by on Saturday, April 27th for their biannual sale event. These sales offer something for everyone, so don't miss out.
And finally, Easton Public Schools April Break Week is April 15th through April 22nd, when we'll feature extra programs for children from kindergarten through high school. The library will be closed on Monday, April 15th, but the fun kicks off on Tuesday with our mystery mosaic poster. Stop by the children's room and add some special color-coded stickers to help us reveal the hidden image. Once the image is revealed, the poster will be displayed for all to admire. On Wednesday, we'll feature a Chalk the Walk egg hunt. Begin by hunting for some egg-shaped chalk in the garden and then decorate the front walkway.
Our patron favorite, Lego Building Tournaments, return for the spring edition on Friday, when we will challenge you to go big or go gnome. Registration is required for the tournament, so be sure to check out our website for all of the details. We'll close out a busy break week on a calmer note with a yoga search for inner peace on Saturday. Complete a scavenger hunt in the children's room to learn different yoga poses.
Teens, get creative to make a mixed media sun and moon piece of art. This workshop is led by experienced local artist and art educator, Miss Needy Mehta. Space is limited, even if outer space is infinite. So pop over to our website and register for this event. Pop-Up Art School presents a needle-felted craft for kids. Make a friendly froggy face with a three-dimensional tongue and a speech bubble. Get creative and add accessories to your frog like a hat, a bow, or a mustache. Space is limited and registration is required.
Could your dog be a therapy dog? Join Maura Porter of Clear Skies Dog Training and Evaluation LLC and certifier through Dog Bones Therapy Dogs of Massachusetts to learn about what a therapy dog does, what the visits are like, and what skills and behaviors your dog needs to pass a therapy dog certification test. Information session is followed by a question and answer. It's free to the public. Seating is limited. You can RSVP with the link below. It will be held at the APCSM at 1300 West Elm Street Extension, Brockton, Mass., April 22nd at 6 p.m.
It's time for your APCSM Pet of the Week. We have some pets that are looking for their forever home, so let's take a look.
The APCSM has plenty of friendly, lovable guinea pigs waiting to find their forever home. Each guinea pig is unique, but if one thing's for sure, they sure do love their veggies. If you're thinking about adopting a guinea pig, fill out a small pet animal adoption application on apcsm.org. The Hockomock Film Festival is back. If you are a high school student in the Hockomock League, the categories are shorts, drama, comedy, or others, documentary, and PSA. Cash prizes for the winner. The deadline to enter is May 13th. To enter, you can go to hockomockfilmfestival.com.
Borderlands State Park has new spring closing hours. They open daily at 8 a.m. and currently close at 7. But on May 12th, they'll be extending their closing hours to 8 p.m. Just as a reminder, vehicles in the parking lot after closing time may be locked in and subject to a parking fine.
Saturday, April 27th is Drug Take Back Day. To prevent misuse and theft, you can turn in your expired, unused, or unwanted medications to the Easton Police Department for safe disposal. Over-the-counter and pet medications will also be accepted. The Easton Police Department is located at 46 Lothrop Street in Easton, Mass. For further information, you can visit eastonwingsofhope.org.
When we come back, you'll get your 7-day weather forecast.
And OA spring sports are in full swing. Find out how they've been doing. You're watching Easton News.
Oh, I didn't see you there.
Sick of all the new shows and movies dominating pop culture? Well, have no fear, because old-time movie and old-time TV are here, where we like to add our own flair.
There's a truck out front, and if we could just get the keys...
Man, are you crazy? Are you out of your mind? Those are flesh-eating zombies. They upended our car, okay? We're lucky to be alive, especially Joe. I had to pull him out of the trunk, for crying out loud. It's been a long day.
Also, make sure to check out the Radiocast, our accompanying podcast where we talk about what we've watched.
There was a lot of moments of just Mac on the raft going down the river, just internal monologuing over and over and over.
We show the classics and nothing but the classics. Well, except for the weird ones. Check us out on all our channels as well as our YouTube.
Welcome back, folks. It is that time for your upcoming 7-day weather forecast. So let's kick it over to Chief Meteorologist Adam Carrero.
This is your ECAT Weekly Weather Forecast. On Friday, we start off with heavy rains from overnight and into the morning. Then we have clouds later in the day. The weekend, we have a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday, temps above average. Then Sunday, it's mostly cloudy with rain overnight. The work week and school vacation for most will start with sun and temps in the 70s. Tuesday's clouds come in, and midweek we have another rain coming in. But temps do stay above average for the week. I'm Adam Carroll, and this has been your weekly weather forecast.
The Friends of Ames Free Library Spring Book Sale will be on Saturday, April 27th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Queset House, 51 Main Street in North Easton. The Friends operate the book sale room at Queset House from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday and 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays. They accept donations of gently used books in very good condition during their Saturday hours. Please visit their website for their donation guidelines.
Like watching this show or any other ECAT programming? Well, that doesn't happen without help and support from viewers like you. ECAT is a nonprofit organization and it relies on some help from the viewers. If you would like, you can submit a small donation on our website, eastoncat.org, and continue the running of ECAT programming. Just go to the main page, scroll down until you see the donation options or the QR code. And as a bonus, for when you donate $15 to ECAT, you will get a cat. Not a real one, the APCSM has those, but a nice plush one can be yours with a small donation.
Are you ready, ECAT fans? Because Easton's Got Talent is coming back for season 2. That's right. Get ready to showcase what talent you have and go head-to-head with other participants, not just from Easton this time, but around the region, to see who will be crowned Easton's Got Talent champion. Email eastonsgottalent2024@gmail.com to register. There is a small registration fee. All towns are welcome, all ages are welcome, and auditions are Monday, June 24th. Cash prizes will be awarded for the top 3 acts.
Help send off the 2024 OA seniors this year. On May 19th at 11:30, the seniors will have a parade that will go across the north end of town. They will start from behind the OA High School gym and work their way down Center Street to Main Street, then work their way to the NRT Sheep Pasture across from Easton Fitness. There at the NRT Sheep Pasture, they will have their own senior celebration.
Get your running shoes ready. The Children's Museum of Easton's 28th Father's Day Road Race registration is now open. The event will be on June 16th, 2024. You can sign up on the CME's website and Facebook page through RaceWire. Cash prizes are awarded to the top 3 overall male and female runners. First place will get $150, second place $100, and third place $50. A commemorative prize will also be given to the top 3 male and female runners in each age category. Free race t-shirts are available for all runners who register on or before May 24th, but t-shirts are not going to be available for walkers.
Join the Friends of Borderland on April 28th at 12:45 p.m. for their annual Spring Tea. Experience the beauty of a Spring Tea party inside the Ames Mansion. Immerse yourself in the charm of a spring surrounded by blooming flowers and lush greenery. Don't miss out on this unique opportunity to experience the beauty of Borderland State Park in a whole new way. This unique event only happens once per year. Seating is limited, so purchase your tickets while you still can. To purchase tickets, you can follow the link below. For any questions, you can please email springt.friendsofborderland@gmail.com. After the break, see how you can help out the Tricentennial Committee.
And see how spring has been treating the Tigers. You're watching Easton News.
Here we go.
My name is Harrison Young, and after 13 years of talk show experience, I seek to bring you the best in interviews with some of the very best guests around, including,
and here we are,
experts.
I've seen thousands of demons actually come out of the mirror one time.
Wow. Musical guests and artists.
If I say how I feel, Would you really listen?
An interesting characters of all types.
I threw that kid across the classroom. He didn't try that ever again.
Wow. Join me at Topic Time on your Eastern cable station anytime they want to play it. And what I understand, that's quite a few times a day. I love it.
Superintendent Holly McClannon and Principal Leslie Weckesser are pleased to share that Southeastern student Jataeja Springs has been selected to serve on Governor Maura Healey's Youth Advisory Council. Springs, a Brockton native, is a senior in the Legal and Protective Services program at Southeastern. She plans to receive her associate's degree from Massasoit Community College as well as her high school diploma in June. Springs has also been an active participant in Southeastern's Student Council.
The Tricentennial Committee is still looking for volunteers to help out in several areas, so if you'd like to help Easton celebrate its 300th birthday, you can email easton300.2025@gmail.com. You could also visit their website at easton300.org.
The Easton Health and Community Services Department are seeking qualified candidates for lifeguards for the following 2024 season at the town pool. Interested applicants need to submit the required employment application to Human Resources Coordinator Mary Southworth at jobs@easton.ma.us. or by mail at the Easton Town offices at 136 Elm Street in Easton, Mass. Applications will be accepted on a rolling basis.
The Iron Tigers robotics team participated at the New England District Regional Competition. They took home the Creativity Award, so congratulations to them.
At an awards celebration on Saturday evening, six Stonehill alumni were honored for their leadership, mentorship, expertise, and commitment to service. Stonehill Alumni Council presented the Francis X. Dillon Alumni Service Award to Bernadette Crowley and Christine Ferretti. The Graduate of the Last Decade Award was presented to Pamela Barty and Lauren Bombardier. Dr. Elizabeth Canwell received the Outstanding Alumni Award for 2020. Now it's time for your weekly OA Sports Recap.
Welcome back to your weekly OA Sports Recap. We've got quite a few games to go over, so let's get right into it. On Thursday, April 4th, OA Boys Lax traveled to Attleboro and lost 7-5. Senior captains Alex McAndrew and Ryan Jaco each scored twice in the tough loss. On Friday, April 5th, softball hosted Walpole and lost 6-2. They couldn't get much going offensively in this one. Devin Morris and Ava Tracia each had an RBI. We pick things back up on Monday, April 8th, as boys lacrosse smoked Stoughton at home 17-3. Tigers were in control for the entire game as Jaco put 5 goals in the back of the net. Sean Tian also had 4 goals, while freshman Logan McAndrew played well in net, recording 7 saves on the day. Meanwhile, girls lacrosse traveled to Stoughton and braved an 18-11 win. They took an early 9-1 lead by the end of the first half and never looked back. Kit Perrin scored 4, while Olivia O'Rourke had 3 of her own. On Tuesday, April 9th, baseball hosted King Philip and took an 11-1 loss. Harrison Fitzpatrick had 2 hits. Softball similarly lost 10-0 against KP on the road. Boys tennis lost a close 3-2 match against KP, with wins coming from Patrick Dolan in singles, as well as Nicholas Wagner and Brendan Tian in first doubles. The girls' tennis team lost by the same margin, 3-2 against KP, as, of course, Hannah Farber was victorious. Katherine Weiler also won in singles. Boys and girls track smoked Foxborough 102-34 and 95-39, respectively. On Wednesday, April 10th, OA Baseball hosted Mansfield and lost 10-1. Drew Hall had 3 hits for the Tigers, Matt Lawson had 2, and Jake Willard scored the lone RBI. Softball took the bus to Mansfield and gutted out a nice 4-0 win over the Hornets. They put up 2 runs in the 3rd and 6th innings to take this one, as Crystalia Cavell and Devin Morris had RBI hits. Girls lacrosse went to Canton and played in the most exciting game of this week. The Bulldogs went up 5-0, but the Tigers clawed back to take a 12-8 lead into the half. Then, the Bulldogs made a run, charging back to tie the game 15-15 late in the 4th. OA was able to finish the game with 2 late goals, winning 17-15. Senior captain Taylor McAndrew scored 7 goals in this one, while Leanna Hudson and Kayla Islib each had hat tricks. Meanwhile, boys lacrosse hosted Canton, and they lost 14-4. Declan Taylor scored his first varsity goal. Boys tennis lost to Mansfield 5-0, but the girls reversed it, winning 5-0 over the Hornets at home. That'll wrap up a busy OA Sports Recap for this week. Make sure to tune into ECAD for all your OA home game coverage, and go Tigers! Thank you all for watching. This has been Joseph Taft, and what does the moon do when he needs a haircut?
And I'm Jack Ryan. Eclipse it. This has been Easton News.